Now, the presidential election is expected to turn on the economy, which means that every bit of economic news takes on political significance. Trouble is, we don't always know what to make of it when we hear that unemployment claims fell again, sounds good, or that the trade deficit jumped, not so good. NPR's Tamara Keith and Scott Horsley will now help us sort that out.
Whatever story you want to tell about the U.S. economy, you can find some data points to make your case.
Take last week. On Thursday, we heard that first-time claims for unemployment benefits dropped more than they had in nearly a year.
But the next day, the government's big jobs report came out and showed just 115,000 jobs added. Economists widely panned that number as a disappointment.
Though the unemployment rate fell.
Only because so many people dropped out of the workforce.
And so it goes, round and round and round.
Just spend a little time watching CNBC or Fox Business, and you'll get a constant stream of economic indicators. Some good, some bad, some inscrutable.
Small business confidence in April rose to its highest level since February of last year.
Durable goods orders have suffered their biggest decline in 3 years. March orders slipping 4.2%.
We have the April read on ISM non-manufacturing. 53.5. We're looking for a number around 55.5.
For the casual observer, it's hard to know what's going on.
Nariman Baravesh, chief economist at IHS Global Insight, is what you might call a professional observer.
Given the mixed signals that the economy is giving out right now, you can make the case for the glass is half full or it's half empty.
President Obama is in the half full camp. After last week's disappointing jobs report, he accentuated the positive.
Our businesses have now created more than 4.2 million new jobs over the last 26 months. More than 1 million jobs in the last 6 months alone.
The presumptive Republican nominee focuses on the half of the glass that's still empty. Here's Mitt Romney the same day on Fox News.
Clearly, the American people are wondering why this recovery isn't happening faster, why it's taken years and years for the recovery to occur. And we seem to be slowing down, not speeding up. This is not progress.
Romney's campaign is all about how far it still has to go. Economist Baravesh says both men have a point. The economy is on the mend.
But not very quickly. Baravesh likens it to a patient who suffered a massive stroke.
So we are in this period where we're recovering, there's no question, but it's quite slow, and we haven't completely gotten the use of all our limbs, if you will. But the good news is we are recovering.
And for all of us living in this economy, it's not just the raw data points that matter, but how the current economy makes us feel.
Dennis Jacoby is chief economist at Gallup, which constantly polls people about their feelings on the economy. The picture here is mixed, too.
Our number for confidence is as high as it's been since 2008.
But even though confidence is up,
Jacoby says it's still lousy, even if the recession technically ended in 2009.
Most Americans still feel we're in a recession. So although things have gotten better, we're still nowhere near where we were in the better days, even going back to 2006 and 2007.
And people's feelings matter. The more confident consumers and businesses are, the more they'll spend, and higher, and the faster the economy will improve.
So far, Jacoby says most of the gains in confidence reflect people's hopes for the future, not their feelings about the less-than-stellar present.
I'm still struggling living paycheck to paycheck.
Estefano Sanchez lives in Florida, which was hard hit by the housing bust and where unemployment is still worse than the national average.
Obviously, whatever they're doing now isn't working, you know, so why keep doing something that isn't working? Why not try to improve on it?
In Ohio, though, where the jobless rate's fallen below the national average, Robert DeVoe is more upbeat.
Even though he's been unemployed since the lumberyard where he worked shut down. And he's now homeless.
It's a slow road, but I do have hope and I do see things getting better in the future.
People's personal experience shapes their feelings about the economy. Gallup's Jacoby says their politics are a factor, too.
Generally, what we see is if you're a Democrat and the Democrats are in power, you tend to be a little bit more positive. And if you're a Republican and not in power, you tend to be a little bit more negative about whether the policies that are taking place will work.
While confidence overall is on the rise, Democrats are generally more upbeat than Republicans. The opposite was true when George W. Bush was in office.
So in a way, all those economic data points are just ink blots. Start with slow, unsteady growth. Add in widely divergent political views and a lot of spin, and voters may just see whatever picture they want to see. I'm Tamara Keith.
And I'm Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Support for NPR Business News comes from Delta Airlines, with more than 200 destinations in more than 40 countries nonstop from Atlanta. Delta.com. Delta, keep climbing.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.